The group, the organization exists for one reason, and that is to establish a non-medicalized compassion club for the safe supply of street drugs, essentially. So heroin, cocaine, methamphetamine, fentanyl, that is safe. It's a known composition, known potency, and provided on a regular basis in from a reliable supply.
Are you worried that the cops might come after you for this?
Sure. I mean, that's a definite possibility. I think it would be, what we're doing is legally, may not be legally allowable, but is absolutely ethical and moral what we're doing. So, if we get arrested, we get arrested. It's a necessary intervention. It has to happen. The government's not doing it, and so we're going to do it.
You're now advocating you're talking about compassion clubs.
Yeah.
Do you see any realistic prospect of that happening in the Kootenays?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, it will happen. It's, the support for compassion clubs was the number one recommendation of the coroner in the 2022 death review panel of over 6,000 drug poisoning deaths. Number one recommendation was safe supply, including medical and non-medicalized model. The problem with prescription safe supply is it's very hard to access for a variety of reasons. There's very few practitioners that want to prescribe it, and so we need to have other options for people to access safe supply. And community-based, safe, inviting spaces where drug users feel welcome, they feel no stigma, they feel like they're allowed to be themselves and that they're respected. That's how people, if those elements aren't there, people aren't going to access those resources.